This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening bilateral relations between India and Maldives. The participants are Dhyaneshwar Mule, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
President of Maldives Mohammed Muizzu was on official visit to India, which began on 6th of this month. During the visit, he met the Indian dignitaries, including the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. The spotlight of his visit was on his meeting with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. To discuss more on this, I am joined by former Ambassador Dhyaneshwar Mule. Ambassador Mule, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to join the conversation.
Before we get into the nitty-gritties of this particular visit, could you tell our listeners, how do you view this visit?
Well, the background of the visit is that President Muizzu took over Maldives as a president early this year. And he had come to power on an emotionally charged anti-India rhetoric. So initially, we had some tough time. Obviously, we knew that India-Maldives relations are so strong, so multifaceted, and so deeply rooted in historical and cultural contacts that this had to change in due course. Fortunately for us, the realism has been dawned on the president and the entire system in Maldives. And during the visit to Maldives in August 2024, Dr. Jaishankar, our foreign minister, was able to kind of break through. Subsequently, there were meetings in New York with our prime minister, with Mr. Muizzu. And now we have had this very important meeting, which has, I think we can safely conclude that this has reset the entire relationship. And now on, we are good to go, as they say. And if you look at the number of agreements that were signed, number of meetings that were held, the kind of cordiality that was displayed, from all these angles, this was a very successful visit, not only for India, but Maldives also. Because having committed some mistakes in the past, President Muizzu has realized that, well, there could be countries that can help at times, but India has been a kind of a go-to country for in every crisis. And starting from 1988, this is a friendship that has been reinforced again and again by both the countries. So here we are ready to start afresh and build on whatever has been done in the past. So I think it's a very good visit. President Muizzu himself said a very interesting sentence during one of the conversations here. He said that our destinies are entwined. Those are his words. What it really means is he has publicly acknowledged the importance and significance of India in the overall scheme of things for Maldives.
Ambassador Mule, as you rightly pointed out President Muizzu's statement, I would also like to highlight one of more things which he said. In his press briefing, he said a democratic, prosperous and resilient Maldives is important for peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. I would like to understand from you, how important is Maldives strategically for India and for the entire region?
Well, absolutely important. Just as India is important to Maldives, Maldives is kind of a front line in terms of maritime security for India. Maldives does not have much of self-defense forces or defense forces. India has been providing more or less, I would say, security cover, whether it is Air Force, whether it is Navy, whether it is ground forces. The entire training is based on India. Their major assets in Maldives are, you know, they belong to India and most of them have been gifted to Maldives. And then we have built an extensive network of radar system in so many islands that vigilance and kind of looking at the threats that come from sea, whether it is terrorism, whether it is piracy, whether it is narcotism, trafficking, all these have to be closely watched because through Maldives, major international sea routes pass. And after the Bombay attacks, Maldives has gained further significance. So strategically, it's very important for us. Security-wise, it's very important to us. And maritime, whether it is blue sea diplomacy, whether it is the ocean wealth, in each of these things, Maldives does play an important role. So it's very, very crucial to us to have cordial relationship and understanding with Maldives all the times. And that is how it has been in the past several decades.
As you spoke about it, Prime Minister underscored the importance attached by India to its relationship with Maldives under its Neighbourhood First policy and Vision Sagar. Moving ahead, Ambassador Mule, both the leaders acknowledged that this was an opportune time for both sides to chart a new framework for cooperation. And they are aiming to transform the bilateral relationship to a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. I would request you to break this down for our listeners to help them understand what does this exactly mean.
If you look at Maldives, it's a 100% Sunni Islamic country. Land is barely 300 square kilometers, and the sea and land together is 96,000 square kilometers. With no resources other than tourism, Maldives needs everything. They need defense help assistance from us. They also need dal, chawal, and chini from us. So it is that range. On economic side, India has been assisting Maldives to build what we call Greater Male Connectivity Project, which connects the main island Male with three more islands. That will change the economic dynamics in Maldives. So it is relationship that will get rolling on the strategic side, economic side. In the social sector, approximately 80% doctors and 80% teachers, they come from India. So India has a great role there, the day-to-day running of that country also. Even the resort managers, they are mostly Indians. And that being the case, the relationship cannot be one-off kind of a thing. It has to be almost on a day-to-day basis, there has been interaction. And maritime security is one aspect that was agreed upon. But there were other very important agreements and MOUs signed this time. For example, Hanimadu Airport runway was inaugurated by both the Prime Minister and President of Maldives. Then we have had a swap of $400 million loan that was there on the head of Maldives. We also had renewed certain agreements, including sports, and we have also agreed to introduce rupee in Maldives. So if you look at the nature of these agreements, you will realize that we have covered all aspects of relationship during the visit. And this really means a big launching pad for getting into a stronger partnership with Maldives.
Ambassador Mule, as you pointed out, the financial agreements that have taken place, I would like you to explain our listeners how important is the currency swap agreement between the two countries and what is the course ahead.
That is important, currency swap. And as Indians, we also need to understand how much we have contributed to the Maldives' economic development. In early 80s, 90s and 2000s, the State Bank of India has really extended the entire financial support base that was required for the growth of tourism industry, that is building of the resorts in Maldives. Very, very important role we have played. Today, that is the backbone, not the fishery and no other sector. So in terms of today's popularity of Maldives as an economic destination is also the hard work is that of India and State Bank of India. In fact, State Bank of India functioned as the central bank of Maldives for a long time. So that is our economic contribution. Now, in terms of maintaining the economic stability per se, India has been regularly extending credit lines, grants, which are very essential. And currency swapping has not happened for the first time with Maldives. This has been done quite a number of times in the past. So it would be safe to say that in a way, India aids Maldivian economic stability. And if India does not help, perhaps, you know, the situation would go quite worse. You can say that China is waiting there, but there is only this much that China does. And when China does something, it does extracts, you know, its pound of flesh.
Ambassador Mule, a very lucid explanation, but I would now like to understand from you, both leaders have agreed and they have discussed that both the countries would initiate discussions on a bilateral free trade agreement focusing on trade in goods and services between the two countries. What has been the roadblock when it comes to free trade agreement between the two nations? I would like you to take it forward from here.
What I can say is Maldives has somewhat in the recent past, democracy came sometime in 2008-09 to Maldives. Since then, the kind of political environment that has been in Maldives, it has been that one regime is friendly and the next regime sort of displays animosity towards India. Now, we have to see that this does not happen again and that Maldivians and the political parties in Maldives genuinely consider, think and accept that India is all-time friend of theirs. Our relationship with them is not politically oriented or politically favor or against any party. What India would like to see is a stable Maldives, both economically, in terms of security-wise, and India to be a good partner without being so-called what they call big brotherly or anything like that on equal footing. Because we do realize that it should be a mutually beneficial relationship. So that has been India's approach. In the past, what I said just now, the political orientation that came and it became kind of obstruction because the previous government was very favorable. Current government when it came on the plank of India out. So this should not happen in future. This is what the lesson learned from the brief history during the democratic transition in Maldives. Other than that, frankly, as of today, there is hardly any trade between India and Maldives. So free trade per se, how much beneficial it would be, I have my own doubts. What I don't have doubt about is that this will improve the economic interaction between the two countries. There will be more trust about each other's export-import, and we might be able to get a better balance because currently the balance of trade is heavily in India's favor. That also is not a very healthy sign in bilateral trade relationship. There has to be some balance, but there isn't anything that India can actually import. So how do we do this? Currently, I think what is required, in my view, is better investments from India in the Maldivian tourism sector. That has not happened to the extent that it should have been happening.
Ambassador Mule, lastly, I would like to draw your attention to one very important aspect when it comes to bilateral relationship between any two countries, and it is the people-to-people ties. When we speak about the people-to-people ties, because you have served in Maldives, how has this aspect of our relationship performed over the years, and what are the areas which needs to be worked upon?
This is an interesting question, and let me tell you like this, that the Maldivians sent their patients for medical treatment primarily to India. Bangalore, Hyderabad, Chennai, Trivandrum, these are the destinations. Now, additionally, when they want to educate their children, the Maldivians prefer India. And in Bangalore, there's now a fairly large Maldivian community where primarily the parents are staying in India along with the children for their education. So far as Indians in Maldives is concerned, as I said earlier, that the health service sector and the education sector is primarily manned by Indian teachers, Indian doctors. Now, why is it so? It is so because these are distant islands, not easy life on these, and only Indian teachers and Indian doctors can actually go to these islands and work there. So in a sense, we are maintaining Maldivian lifeline socially, in terms of education and in terms of health services. Then, so far as the resorts are concerned, staff in the resorts is primarily Maldivian. But as you go up, the managerial staff, whether it is in accounts, whether it is administration, human resources, you have a large number of Indians working there. They have a lot of similarity with Indian language, particularly Hindi, Marathi, Kannada, the coastal language, because most of us don't know that Divehi is the southernmost Indo-Aryan language. And there are influences. Hindi movies are very, very popular in Maldives. Social interaction is quite active. Indians have started going to Maldives in big numbers for tourism. And by and large, the yoga is very popular. You would be surprised to hear that. And also Indian classical dances are very popular in Maldives. So all in all, a lot going on there, and it will all get a boost because of the recent visit, because political understanding always boosts these social, cultural, educational interactions.
Ambassador Mule, your explanation for every question was very lucid. We had a very interesting and engaging discussion. In the days to come, we'll keep following India-Maldives bilateral ties. As all of us know, President of Maldives has extended an invitation to Prime Minister to celebrate or commemorate the 60 years of India-Maldives ties next year. So we'll keep discussing this, and thank you so much for sparing your valuable time for this very enriching discussion.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on strengthening bilateral relations between India and Maldives. The participants were Dhyaneshwar Mule, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.